Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Express for the week of November 24th, 2015, and this is your host, Dr. Brian D. Parsons. In UFO news, a crowdfunding project is underway that will hopefully aid in the tracking of UFOs from a low Earth orbit. The CubeSat for Disclosure project will be accepting donations until early January for its project to launch a satellite that will photograph as well as track potential UFOs with radiation sensors. If the crowdfunding effort draws more than the $50,000 it hopes to raise to launch the project, it may also add radar to the satellite. Donors are encouraged to spend just a little bit more, as the starting prize is a t-shirt at the $50 level. At $100 or more, donors will have instant access to data. From $500 and up, one will be able to log in remotely and order commands such as take a photograph. There are also plenty of other opportunities up to and including getting your own satellite at the $10,000 donation level. Unfortunately, so far the campaign has only raised $560 from 9 donors. In ghost news, a man down on his luck is now out of a lot of money. Neal Rice, a 33-year-old internet consultant from Brooklyn, New York, suffered from alcohol and drug addiction stemming from social anxiety issues. He checked himself into a treatment center in Arizona where he met a woman named Michelle, with whom he hit it off with, and the two dated for a couple of weeks until Michelle suffered a relapse. Back in New York, Mr. Rice longed to be back with Michelle and stumbled into a psychic parlor where he laid down $2,500 in an effort to get Michelle back in his life. Ultimately, Mr. Rice shelled out over $149,000 to the psychic named Brandy until he realized she was of little help. So Mr. Rice then did what any sane person would do. He went to another psychic. This one, named Christina, would take Mr. Rice on a 20-month journey where he would spend just over another $500,000 trying to get back with Michelle. A few months into dealing with the psychic, Mr. Rice found out that Michelle had died from what was thought of as a drug overdose. Well, this did not stop Christina from promising Mr. Rice that he could be back with Michelle, even if it were now to be with a reincarnated Michelle, or at least her personality in another adult body. Mr. Rice finally came to his senses and hired a private investigator. Unfortunately, Mr. Rice had slept with Christina during the time he was dealing with her, which pretty much forfeited any efforts to get his money back. Mr. Rice spent a total of $713,975 on the two psychics. In other news, the Aflocalypse may be returning. This time, over 700 fish were found dead in two different locations just south of Perth, Australia, on the southwest side of Australia. While pink snapper made up the majority of the fish, it seemed to affect a variety of species of fish, which is a big concern to biologists studying the incident. This area had also had a similar incident in 2010, where crabs were essentially eliminated in the area by a mass die-off. And an area of Memphis, Tennessee has become overrun with spiders and spider webs. A large spider web in a section of streets in northern Memphis covers half a mile-long stretch of area. Experts state that this shows that all is well with the local spider population and there is nothing to fear. And coming December 1st, the Paranormal News Insider will begin counting down the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2015. And that week we'll start with number 10 and number 9. Remember, this is a quick and condensed version of the Paranormal News Insider. For the full hour of information, please tune in to WCJV Digital Broadcasting every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on wcjv-db.com or check out paranewsinsider.com for more information or an archive of the show. And if you're interested in having the Paranormal News Insider Express as a segment for your radio broadcast, please email me at insider@paranewsinsider.com or click on the contact tab at paranewsinsider.com. Keep your eyes in the skies, your ears in the woods, the hair standing on the back of your neck, and always keep your mind open. For the Paranormal News Insider Express, this is Dr. Brian D. Parsons reporting.